welcome to the T-Birds podcast.
What?
My name's Luke.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Ellie.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Erin.
And we are
the T-Birds.
Unfortunately.
So, let's talk. So let's talk about the school dress code. What do you guys think about the dress code?
Stupid.
Disgusting.
Would you like to elaborate?
Can we keep it in there?
So I feel like it's just kind of useless because almost not people I will not name but are jerks. It's really, it's just like stealing hats and like, don't wear crop tops. And it's like not bad at all. We're not like distracting anyone. And it's like much more aimed towards girls.
I don't think it's in the dress code that you can't wear hats at this school.
I don't think I mean,
it might be.
Because like most of my teachers let people wear hats.
I think it's only hats that like, with like the ones that like cover your face, but if it's just like a beanie, then it's
yeah.
Because it's like if you shoot up the school, they need to see who you are. But if you have
a beanie,
they can still see your face.
I don't understand why we can't show our shoulders. Like, what's the difference between a shoulder and a knee?
Shoulder.
Oh my God.
Guys have shoulders too.
Oh,
guys have shoulders too.
The other day, I saw a guy wearing a tank top because it was tropical day, and I'll bet you he never got dress coded.
But all the girls, of course, if they show their shoulders,
the guys are just scandalous.
Continuing on dress code,
yes.
How do you guys feel about the dress code only being enforced really on girls compared to boys?
It's stupid.
Like, we wear like similar things. Like you said,
exactly.
The tank top guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I don't know if their shoulders are just less attractive.
I mean, probably.
Probably, but.
But I still don't understand, like, what guys turned on my shoulders? That's another thing. Like, people, like, every girl wears a bra.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, it's not
hopefully.
Like no one knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not like guys. Like, people expect ninth grade guys not to know that girls wear bras.
Right.
Like,
Mom,
that, like,
you mean girls don't wear bras? Do they pee too?
I think that, like, the dress code is an effect of sexism. What do you guys think about that?
I definitely
I think it encourages like rape culture, and we're not a fan of that.
Not in the slightest.
Yeah, because it, like, it basically says, like, if you wear certain things, then guys are gonna wanna...
Yeah.
And then it's like, if that does happen, people just blame it on the way that, on, like,
exactly.
Whatever they
were. Oh my God,
wearing.
Were you showing your shoulder?
I think that the dress code is, quite controversial.
Controversial?
Controversial to a lot of people. What do you guys think about that?
I think that, like, it's there for a reason, but, like, I think that maybe it could be a little, like...
More lax.
Yeah, a little more lax, just because, like, why can't we wear tank tops when it's hot outside?
I mean...
Why can't we wear shorts when it's hot outside?
I mean, it gets pretty hot, and they don't want to, like, pay for, like, a bunch of cooling bills, so...
Exactly. And so, like, what...
We can only get so naked before you guys see our shoulders.
And no one makes shorts anymore for girls that, A, are attractive, or go down to, like, your knees. That's...
Right, and, like,
that
what kind of... Like, I'm not about to wear, like, Bermuda shorts to... Like, no offense to people that do, but, like...
Also, another thing was, like... Another thing with the dress code is that, like, when people say that, like, girls can't wear... I'm projecting! When girls
Luke,
can't...
Luke, I don't know how much you want us to project.
You need to talk like this.
When
okay.
Girls can't wear... When people say that girls can't wear, like, certain clothes because it's, like, distracting at school, they're basically saying that, like, guys' education is more important than the girls' education just because, like, they're distracting guys. But, like, if a guy came to school with, like, a tank top that was, like, cropped and that's distracting, they wouldn't, like,
exactly.
Do anything about it.
How do you guys think that this is, like, implied or taken into action in college?
I don't think it is. Like,
yeah, I feel like college is, like, at least, like, I've heard that colleges are a lot more, like, relaxed.
Yeah.
With, like, everything. I'm projecting.
You can go to school in pajamas, like, every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
roll
Luke
up in, like,
does
a,
that.
In a Razor scooter and just no one will care.
Right?
My sister's at, like, OCC because she's doing that, like, dual enrollment program, and she went there in pajamas and no one cares, and like people can wear whatever they want, doesn't really
people
matter.
In college mind their business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think people here should too.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I think that the dress code is sexist. Personally, I've never been dress coded.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I
and
think
you've seen what you wear.
Oh my God. So I definitely think that is very sexist. But I'm not sure, like, how much we can actually do to change it, you know?
Right, because, like, I feel like everyone has the same exact opinion, but, like, you know,
no one's doing
adults and, like,
it.
Teachers don't care.
I feel like I want to try something. I just want to wear a bunch of hats under a hat, so if Miss Krennic snatches my hat, I'll just have another
maybe
smaller hat.
Like that Dr. Seuss story.
Yeah, just
maybe
like
we
that.
We need to make our shoulders less sexy.
Oh, how do we do that,
let's
though?
Just eliminate
that,
shoulders.
Or eliminate your shoulders.
Maybe people just need to stop thinking about every part of a woman's body as sexual. Like,
right?
It's a shoulder.
Exactly.
It's a lump of skin. Not anything sexual.
Guys have shoulders, too.
And they look the same. It's not
exactly.
Like,
they look the exact same.
Whoa.
Well, what do you guys think? Like, on that same, like, topic of colleges and dress code, like, why do they enforce it in high school and not in college?
Yeah, I think because just, like,
I feel like
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of really
stupid. There's no point to it.
You're paying to go to college. I think you should get to wear whatever you want.
But you're paying to go to high school. Like, even though it's public schools, you still pay.
Yeah, like taxes.
And that's just very aggravating.
Like, I get, like, you're not supposed to show up in, like, a bra and underwear. Like, that's
reasonable.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
I mean, tank tops are, like, not.
Right.
Like in the summer when it's like 90 degrees and they expect you to wear like a turtleneck.
Exactly.
Or remember at the middle school when they would be like, you can't wear winter jackets or any winter gear, but it's like freezing in there because they don't know how heat works.
Like my friend, the other day she got dress coded because she was wearing like ripped jeans. And it's
was
like
that Evie?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Evie.
But I'm not naming names in this podcast today. Yeah. Anyways, but she got dress coded because she was wearing ripped jeans. And it's like, yes, we have legs.
Oh my
we
god.
We have swim class.
Oh my god.
We wear bathing suits in swim class that show our entire legs.
Also, on swim, okay, I don't know why it's fair for like guys that don't have to wear shirts, but if a girl's wearing a bikini, she has to wear a shirt over it.
Well, not for swim we can wear bikinis.
Yeah.
My class it can't.
Really?
No.
Y'all should stop, like, thinking shoulders are so freaking hot. I almost said a bad word. I'm sorry. So, it just should not be, like, sexualized as, like, the shoulders and just bra straps. I mean, no. Don't do that.
Conclusion, public high schools disgust me, but it be like that sometimes.
It really do, Gabby. It really do.
I think that,
I'm allowed to say that.
We need to work as a community to change the idea of over-sexualizing
women.
And I think that that's something that we really need to change.
So the thing is, like, most guys that I've talked to about the dress code, they don't think that, like, shoulders are sexy. Like, they're not turned on by shoulders.
Oh my god, her shoulders.
Like, literally, I've never met anyone that, like, has a
guys
thing
are
for shoulders. Like,
guys are clueless. Like, they wouldn't pay attention regardless.
Exactly. They don't care about your freaking shoulders.
I get that, like, it's high school. It doesn't really matter if you're, like what fashion you're wearing, but, like, it kind of does at the same time. But, like, we want to be comfortable. If it's, like, 100 degrees outside, we want to be able to wear a tank top. We won't have to wear, like, a turtleneck with long sleeves and a dress that goes down to the floor.
Yeah.
I think that if your parents let you out of the house wearing something,
you're good. You're
then
fine.
Yeah. You should be fine, you know?
Yeah. Moving on, we're going to be talking a little bit about music and how music culture affects high schoolers. So, which one of you would like to talk about music first?
If the first thing you guys say is Shawn Mendes, I'm going
to leave.
I won't. Don't worry.
Uncle Cracker.
6ix9ine.
No. Christina Aguilera.
Shawn Mendes.
I don't have one. I just like certain songs.
No laughing. No laughing is permitted.
No laughing is permitted in this podcast.
Did y'all know that Billie Eilish just released a song, even though it's an old song, that she just like finalized it, and it's called Wish You Were Gay. Yeah. She's getting hate for it because people are saying it's homophobic,
and
even
it's
though
literally
like
not.
Yeah, she doesn't say anything bad. She just says that this she
well, people
wishes
get
some
so
guy
offended
was
by everything. You know?
I know. That's like the thing.
Y'all
like,
need to chill.
There's
the
some
word
things
gay.
That like it makes sense for people to get offended by, but like then there's other things that people just blow way out of proportion, and it's like.
Did you just say the word gay?
The word gay, and they're like, "What are you talking trash?"
Yeah.
It's not good.
No bueno. So, unrelated to music, but like I was on Instagram and there's this like post and it was like workouts for your stomach and butt. And so this one person in the comments was like, this is why I hate my body. These posts are awful and they need to know why they're so damaging. And I'm like, they're literally not. It's trying to encourage people to like work out if they want to. There was literally a page that said, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. Your body's fine the way it is. Just here's some workouts if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On your stomach. And they were like, this is why I have mental health issues. And I was like, stop.
Yeah, kind of related to, unrelated to music, but sometimes I guess music, is about like self-love. And I'm a strong believer in that. So how would you guys say music has affected your like daily life?
I listen to it all the time.
Same. Like I think like when we got to high school and they let you like walk around
with headphones.
Listen to, like with headphones
with
your
AirPods
phones.
In.
Game changer.
I think that everyone just kind of started to like
disassociate.
Yeah, like everyone was just like
and now in class too, like especially for girls, since you can like cover your earbuds
right
with
your AirPods.
Yeah, if you have AirPods and you can like cover them with your hair.
I did that in Mr. Barnett's class.
Or even if you
can, a lot of people still find a way to like have their headphones in class, so that it just gives them another distraction.
Right.
Music has been a big impact in my life because when 6ix9ine got arrested,
my life was ruined.
I cried.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. When 21 Savage got deported.
Gabby, guys. I swear to God.
Music has probably like affected my life a lot because I was in band for 3 years.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, and now I'm in choir. Yeah, so like, what do you guys think about the school system's like music programs?
You know, it's pretty extensive. I mean, like, we got band, we got orchestra, we got a bunch of little bands.
We got guitar class.
Oh yeah, you got guitar class now.
There's a lot of music programs.
There's like 15 different choirs. We're really lucky to have all that.
We kind of are, honestly.
Like at the middle school, there's just like choir, orchestra, and band. And now at the high school, there's like 30 different like subcategories.
Yeah. I'd have to say changing from band to choir was probably like a really fun thing I did, and I really liked it because when you go from like one instrumental music to like vocal music, there's such a big difference, and I think they're both extremely expressive, but I like them both in different ways.
I did band for 3 years in middle school and then I quit in high school, but I took guitar class for one semester, and I think that being able to read music like really helped me. Like just knowing how to read music is like a really helpful thing, you know, for like the future if you're in a situation like that.
Want to pound out those tunes with your cool cats?
I don't know how to read music.
What was that?
I said, if you want to pound out those tunes with your cool cats,
project.
Project. You know, if you want to bang out the tunes with your cool cats.
Okay. Anywho. Let's talk about the differences between High School Musical. Yes.
High School Musical?
Okay.
High School Musical.
Would you rather? Who is the most pointless fucking question?
Okay. So, continuing on this idea.
Throw up. Yes.
Continuing on this idea of high school, let's talk about the differences between middle school and high school.
Okay, so I know like our teachers in middle school are like, things are gonna be so much different in high school. You're gonna have to study. And then honestly, like, there's not many differences other than we can put our AirPods in and walk around with our backpacks.
Yeah, and like on how we went from LEAP to ELT.
Oh god.
But ELT's only once a week, so
but
it's
ELT
like different because it's not every day.
Yeah. But one thing that I really like about high school is that you can carry your backpack around. Like I feel like now that I think about it, I don't know how I got through middle school like not being able to carry my backpack.
Yeah, like
around.
I have blankets in my backpack. Mm-hmm. I got snacks. I got everything I will need.
My backpack is just books and folders.
Nerd. I feel like the difference between ELT and LEAP also, this is like what we were just talking about before, backpacks, but like ELT, it's only once a week, but I feel like it's more, like it has more of a purpose because since we have to do like the extended project, right, it's like trying to help us with it.
And that's all for today. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Make sure to check out our Instagram at @the_t_birds. Make sure to like and follow.
And here's our blooper section.
Oh shoot, we got bloopers.
Enjoy.
Cut. Background. There's like.
It'll be like sound. 5 to 10.
Sometimes it doesn't make voices. Like your voices have like rubs. It's hushed. Because you're farthest away. You like mumble.
I apologize.
Reject.
No, but like you can see it. You want it to be like in the middle.
Okay.
What's the way we can do? Let's go to the next topic that we're including.
Cut.
Let's talk about the differences between
high school musical.
Okay.
Would you rather? Who is the most pointless fucking question?
Okay. So, continuing on this idea. Continuing on this idea of high school, let's talk about the differences between middle school and high school.
Okay, so I know like your teachers in middle school are like, things are gonna be so much different in high school. You're gonna have to.